Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic. Good morning, everyone, and we are entering into one of our What Do You Think programs. We are joined today by Kelly Ozentoski, or is it Kelly Joe?
Either or.
Yeah. Either or. I like it. And she is the Community Promotions Director for the City of Harbor Beach. So good morning and welcome, and thank you for coming in today.
Oh, good morning. I'm happy to be here.
That's great. Yeah. So you have a bunch of events, it looks like, going on for your Maritime Festival.
Yes, we do. It kicks off this evening and it goes through Sunday, so there's lots of things going on all weekend long. So today kicks off about at 6 p.m. With a 5K race.
We were talking about that a little bit right before we jumped on here, and I said, I have a lot of admiration for the people that have the gumption to go through with that, because on a day like today, my race consists of just in my mind while sitting in front of the AC.
Yes, it will be a warm one tonight for that, but they'll enjoy it, they'll have fun, and should be a great turnout for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then for the first time new this year, the American Legion is doing a flag-burning decommissioning ceremony.
Yep. So we were talking about that a little bit, too.
Yeah. So that'll be new this year, but you know, a way for people to dispose of their old flags that aren't good for hanging anymore.
Right,
and flying,
right. A little beat up and a little, like you said, out of commission. We were talking about that a little bit too. That, like, to add that little tidbit of info, because sometimes you get that the key phrase, flags burning or things like that, and it. Whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? It's like, no, this is just the decommissioning ceremony, and this is the way when a flag, an American flag, is beyond being used anymore, instead of just throwing it away in the garbage or something like that. They have a whole series of ceremony they go through to decommission them and put them to rest, so to speak.
Yeah, so that's at 6 o'clock tonight at the American Legion Hall. So if anyone wanted to witness that and be part of it, you're welcome.
Yeah, I've never actually seen one myself. Maybe I'll have to see. That'd be interesting to see.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah.
Good time to get over for.
So then our campers will be starting to show up today. We have Rustic Camping at the beach. So they start pulling in and taking their spots. So,
absolutely.
So start getting busy down there. Tent's going up.
Yeah,
so.
Get there early. That's the key there. Get there early, I imagine, and get your space set up.
Oh, they're all assigned spots.
Oh, are they? So no worries there.
Makes it much
easier. I was going to say, that probably prevents a lot of headaches.
It does. So that way, as long as they know which site they're supposed to be on.
Then it's all very good. Yeah, that's a good idea. A little more coordinated that way, rather than a mad dash.
So, I mean, we have a record number of campers this year, so.
Do you? Yeah.
It's going to be kind of full down there.
Yeah, still. Well, that's good. That's I guess, like my dad said, if you're going to have problems, that's the good problem to
absolutely.
Have. Being
absolutely.
Being busier rather than not busy enough. So,
right.
That's awesome.
You know, and being right down there for the whole weekend, right by the lake, enjoying the lake as well as the festivities.
Going on.
It's great. We have people that come back year after year because they just love camping down there.
Oh, I'm certain.
Even though it's rustic, so.
It's still, though. It's, you know, like you said, how can you beat it right down there on the beach by the water, and then you've got all the festivities going on.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment for you. Always something to do.
Yeah.
It's good to hear that it's still growing, obviously, if you're hitting a record number of campers down there.
Yeah, that part for sure is.
You know.
So we were sold out already a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. People were not wasting time. Very good.
Yeah. So then tomorrow, on Thursday, we have the book sale at the library.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
And that runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I know they were setting up for it the other day, so they should be ready to roll.
Yeah, very good.
There's always a great amount of books there.
I'll have to tell my sister about that, because she always likes hitting up book sales. I do, too, and you get to the point sometimes where I've got a lot of books at home that I haven't read. It's like, well, I'm just storing them up in case I ever have an extra, you know, 5 years to do nothing but read. That's all.
There you go. Yeah. You'll never be short of reading material.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's a fundraiser for the Friends of the Library. And it's a great way to get some good books.
Yes.
And in great shape, because, of course, they don't sell anything that's not in good shape. So
not worth having. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because, you know, nothing, that's a good deal, the book sales, because nothing's cheap anymore. And even books, it can be.
Oh, books are expensive.
You know, it is. It's hard, you know, because you get into a place and it's like, oh, I want this one, and that one. But my bank account says otherwise. So the book sales are a great time to get a good deal.
Yeah. And then at 5 o'clock kicks off our bocce ball tournament.
I saw that. Yeah.
And that is a full slate of 64 teams playing tonight, or tomorrow night, I guess it is.
Yeah, sure. Thursday night. Yep, Thursday. Yep.
So that's always a great time. I know the teams have a lot of fun. They even have fun with the names that they pick for their teams.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's a good time. I mean, teams of four that just go out and have some fun. So.
Yeah, that is a good time. I've got to get my set out again. I think it's been a while because the last time I think my kids beat me pretty bad, so I got a little tender over that, and we haven't played it in a while.
Yeah, and then 7 to 10 tomorrow night on the beach stage is X's and O's Band.
Oh, that's a good, I like that name. Yeah.
So they're going to be performing for some music, and of course that's free as always, and the stage is right on the beach again this year, like it is every year. So
yeah, I mean, you guys just have a whole slate of great stuff going on. Always fun to see the live bands performing too.
Oh, sure. And they're a local band, so that's really, you know, to kick it off with a local band's kind
absolutely
of fun. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Then, you know, for those health nuts for tomorrow morning, if, you know, you didn't get enough with the 5K tonight, on Friday morning at 10 a.m. is yoga on the beach.
Is the yoga. You know, I might be more interested in yoga because at least there's some positions that are almost like laying down, and I'm very good at laying down. So if you ever need someone that's almost like a professional at relaxing, I'm your man.
Yeah, so now, the lady that does it, she really enjoys doing it. She actually comes to the Maritime Festival from North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
all the way from North Carolina.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
So
that's quite a jaunt.
It is, so. But, you know, if she's coming anyway, she wants to do it.
Well,
you know,
And it speaks to how good of a time it is up there in Harbor Beach for all this going on. I mean, you got people coming from that far away. They're not coming for no reason other than it must be a fun time.
Yes. Let's see. So then Friday night, then we have the cornhole tournament.
Yep.
Which is also another great tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that I've often been beaten badly at.
Oh, yeah. We were playing.
But it is fun.
We were playing this weekend, and usually my dad, you know, kicks my butt.
Does it?
And
yeah.
I actually beat him once this weekend, and it was like, yay!
Never play again. You go out on top, see? Retire on top. Don't give them the satisfaction of coming back.
Nope, can't play anymore, Dad.
Nope, sorry. Sorry, my days are done.
Oh, boy. He goes, were you practicing? I'm like, nope, I haven't. The first time I'm throwing since Florida. So.
It's coming to you naturally, see?
Oh, gosh.
It was on your side.
I think it was just some luck. Weekend luck, but, you know, hey,
you
I'll take it.
Whatever you can get. That's how I had to beat my dad at chess. I actually did have to practice. I got so annoyed I had to buy, like, a chess book and read about it, and that was finally able to. I'm like, okay, we're done. No more playing anymore.
Oh, gosh. So yeah, on tomorrow night, we have our music again.
Mm.
5 to 7 is the Billy Gunther and Midwest Riders.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of a country rock band. They do a lot of upbeat stuff.
Kind of, yeah. In that maritime mood.
Yes, yeah. And he actually, and he performs down in Nashville, but he's from Flint. So he is coming back up to Harbor Beach to perform for this.
For the local, yeah.
Yeah, so no, he was really excited to come back to Harbor Beach. So that should be a great band to kick off Friday night.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the Sinclairs is 8 to 12. We've had them the last few years, and they are a fantastic band. You know, for all your just get out and dance and have some fun.
Absolutely.
You know, type thing.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely.
Being able to just get out somewhere and have some good music playing and all these activities, take a little break from the everyday grind of life.
Yeah, and on especially, you know, and the sand, of course, is easy on your knees for dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Which is never a bad thing for me. Maybe I can take my compression sleeves off of mine for a little bit.
And then at dusk is our lighted boat parade. So
that, yeah, I always like that, seeing the boats, the people that take the time and they get all the lights on their boats.
They put a lot of time into it.
Well, that's what I told my kids, too, when we've seen them before. I'm like, that is cool. I'm like, you imagine how much time.
Right.
Just put into that, you know, a lot. That's how much.
Yeah, last year was very windy that night, so the we had a few that backed out before it happened because of the wind. It was crazy, but we still had some that did do it, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
so hopefully this year they're all out there, and we have a great parade again.
Absolutely. The winds will be on our side this year. Take it easy.
Yeah, you know? Just relax a little.
Just exactly.
Take
the weekend. You know, the air can take a little bit of a break, too.
Yeah, right? Oh, gosh. Yeah, so then, you know, music wraps up at midnight.
Yeah.
And then everyone can go home and rest a little bit before we kick it back off again on Saturday morning.
I was gonna say, get a little rest in and get ready for Saturday.
Yes, Saturday.
Another big day full of events.
Saturday's a big day.
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, several things that are going on all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't like one activity, you can go to a different one.
Options.
Lots of kids' activities on Saturday.
There you go.
So some excitement for the families, and I know they really appreciate that. We actually have a lot of families that camp.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was imagining when you were talking about camping. And my wife would love that you have lots of kids' activities, too, mostly because those would keep me busy as well and out of her hair. So if you're a bigger kid like me, still, even better. All you wives and mothers out there, you'll be well set.
Go have some fun, you know?
Exactly.
But we have the co-ed beach volleyball tournament. So that's always a fun time.
Teams of
6 to 10. And you can still sign up for that yet.
There's still some room available for sign-ups?
Yes, there are. You can still sign up for that. We'll probably cut it off at least by 5 tomorrow on Thursday.
Sure, right. That way it's not too hectic trying to schedule it, but at least until 5 tomorrow, still room for the co-ed beach volleyball signups then.
Yeah, and all the registrations are done online at themaritimefestival.com.
Oh, perfect. So that's easy enough.
So if there's still room to sign up, it'll allow you to do it. If it says sold out,
then
it's full.
You know it's booked up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect. So, can't make it any easier than that.
That works out well. And then the sand creations, it is amazing what people come up with to make sand sculptures.
I always get a little jealous when I see people doing that because it's amazing to me. I mean, not just having an ability to create art, but with such a, what it seems to me anyways, to be a difficult
medium.
Yes. A difficult matter to work with.
Yes.
That is less cooperative than some others. Always super impressive.
Oh, yeah.
The sand art.
Yeah. And then 10:30 is the pet and bike parade for the kids they can bring their pets, they can decorate their bikes. That's a fun time, and the kids, they just like being out there and being part of it. And
they do, you know, and so, being part of the festivities and activities, they love it. You know?
I mean, we get all kinds of pets, let me tell you.
Oh, I can imagine. I would try to walk, maybe bring my cat and walk it, but I've tried to walk my cat before and it doesn't work well. No, it's mostly a dragging process and it's not fun for anybody. So maybe we'd have to bring our dogs instead.
Maybe. And then right after the kids parade is the kids carnival, which is a whole bunch of games for them to play, win prizes. I think there's a balloon clown that makes balloon creatures and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
Debbie Brandow was talking to me a little bit about some of the activities that she's been there for and mentioned that there's a bunch of kids' activities where you can win different prizes and things like that.
I mean, I'll tell you, it's a busy time.
I can imagine.
That tent is full.
Yeah, I was going to say very full. A lot of people put in it. It's what I always like to remind my kids of, speaking of the boat lights again and all this, is like all this fun. There's a lot of people that have worked very hard and tirelessly to be able to make it happen.
Make it all happen, I mean, to plan it. And, you know, even if you've done it for years, it still takes the time to re-put it all together again for this year.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then inflatables for the kids are going on at the same time. So
I see that. Can I use those too? Am I too big?
You know, I'm not sure what the rules on it are. You know, you can always check.
Fair enough. I'll check.
They might let you on.
I'll wear just my socks. I can take my shoes off. That's everyone else's problem having to deal with that smell, not mine. You know, I'm accustomed to it.
And then one of the kids' favorites on Saturday afternoon is the frog jumping competition.
Oh, okay. Is that like literally what I'm thinking of, like where you have the frogs and it's like a race?
They bring their frogs.
Okay.
And then they measure how far the frog jumps in three jumps.
In three, you get three.
You get three jumps.
That makes sense that you get three.
Some are shy.
And
some just take off.
The natural athletes of the frog world, of the amphibian world.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and then along with that, they also do pet tricks. So anyone that has a pet that can do tricks, you know, you can bring it and entertain the crowd for a little bit or a few minutes.
Absolutely.
So that's fun. And then the kids' stuff kind of wraps up with the Lake Huron dance performance. That's a dance studio in Harbor Beach, and they do they're kind of a recital type thing on
Saturday
afternoon.
I was going to say, so they have like a kind of program thing they put on for everyone. Yeah, rehearsed. Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's pretty neat. It only lasts about a half hour, but it's great seeing all the little ones out there they're doing.
Yeah. And checking it out.
Yeah. They look forward to being out there.
Good for them too. Give them a chance to show off what they've learned.
Absolutely. And being up in front of people is part of it.
Right, and that's good. You know, you get the attention, and it's just good on multiple levels.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So then on Saturday, on the older adult side, I guess you would say.
Yeah. I feel like you looked at me and hesitated when you were going to say adult. I don't blame you for it.
Let's say above the 12-year age.
You know? The legally adult, you know, maybe not intellectually, but.
Oh, gosh. So we have the jet ski races.
We were talking about that, too, a little bit. Yeah. That would be a good time.
I know. I think the radio station should have a team. That would be awesome.
That would be a good time. That'd be fun. Especially, like we said, if we could somehow get the remote equipment right on it, bouncing around, going live.
You can even go live from the beach.
Yeah,
you know?
We could have someone live on the beach explaining to everyone how many somersaults I did as I fell off the back, you know. Nick is down yet again.
Hey, you know, we're all about any kind of entertainment.
That's right, yeah. That's what I figure. As long as I can make people laugh, I'm doing all right.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we have the Battle on the Beach Part 2, the Strong Man and Woman Competition. That is also on Saturday.
I forgot about that part. Yeah, the strong man and woman competition.
They're looking forward to that. And of course, that takes a ton of work to get that all set up and organized.
Absolutely.
But people
to show off their feats of strength. I needed some reverberation there. The feats of strength.
There you go. So last year was great. I'm sure this year will be fantastic as well. I know they have some new activities challenges for the participants this year, so
that's what's fun to watch too. Is it's like, holy cow, it's not just like having to use the strength, it's they make up some complex activities
where it requires
just your brute strength but some coordination to it too, and I'm like, geez, I've got neither. Guess I'm just gonna be that's a spectator sport for me.
Oh gosh. But they have a great time doing that, and brings in people to, you know, people really enjoyed it, at least they seemed to last year.
Very entertaining.
Something different that you don't get to see all the time.
A little, yes, outside the norm.
Right. So then we hit our bands again starting at 5 p.m. I mean, when all the other daily activities kind of start wrapping up, then the band hits the stage, kicks off with the Pulse Band. They're down from the Inkster area.
Okay.
And there'll be a classic rock type music. Definitely upbeat.
I was going to say, you got something like we talked about, a little something for everyone music-wise.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
It's going to fulfill many tastes.
Yeah. And then our wrap-up band, our best band of the weekend, if you want to come for music, Saturday night is
the night for the music.
Yes, the 50 Amp Fuse.
I like that name too. That's a good name.
They are a fantastic band.
Put on a really good show.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, very good.
And they are really looking forward to being in Harbor Beach.
They're excited and amped up about it.
Yeah,
even more than 50. amps. That's how amped up they are. We're sticking with the name, but they might be amped all the way up to 51, perhaps even.
Maybe. So, but yes. And then we have the fireworks Saturday night as well.
That's the night for the fireworks show. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep, everybody looks forward to the fireworks.
Yeah. I know there's been a ton of fireworks going on all over the place, you know, this past weekend and stuff. So we just kind of wait and do the Harbor Beach fireworks during our festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea because, you know, not everyone can make it. You know, a lot of them are going on at the same night.
Right.
And so if you were unable to make it and you're kind of bummed out, it's like, well, you got the Maritime Festival coming up.
You can still come check out these. Yeah.
Exactly. So you can get the fireworks still, even if you missed out on them during the week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they can be seen, from down by the pier, you know, at the beach there. I mean, the marina. I mean, there's lots of areas that you can watch from.
It ain't like you got to worry about trying to get right down packed in. Plenty of room for everyone to come and see them.
Yep. Correct.
Absolutely.
So, so then that wraps up Saturday night. 50-amp fuse plays until midnight.
Okay. They'll take it all the way right up to midnight.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So, and then we have to let our city residents get a little sleep.
Again, get a little bit of that respite, get re-energized, because it's not over after Saturday either.
Right.
It's still got activities.
Then, and then Sunday kicks off again.
Absolutely. So.
And Sunday kicks off early, 8 a.m. for the Beach Assault Basketball Tournament. That's a 3-on-3 and a 4-on-4 tournament.
Okay, yeah. That's a good name for it, too, Beach Assault Basketball Tournament. I like that. That was clever.
So that's a great tournament. I know they had record numbers last year. I'm not sure what their final number is for this year, how many they're having. But
a lot.
A lot. It's always a lot.
If you'd like to know the specific number, it's a lot, folks.
Whatever your a lot is.
Right, yes, right, absolutely.
Yeah, and then, of course, you have the car show, 9-3.
Oh, yeah.
And that's on the Murphy Museum lawn.
I know that's a big time. A lot of people around the area love checking out the car shows.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Yep.
Yep, the car show is a great hit. Lots of fun cars to look at and check out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and with it, we have our worship service in the morning right at the beach. I mean, it's a beautiful location and
for that,
just quiet, pleasant.
Looks like that starts around 9:30, it says. Am I reading that right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Because then that wraps up before the fish fry and dueling pianos kick off.
Yeah, fish fry and dueling pianos. That's what I'm all about, music and food.
There you go. And that's what a lot of people love. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it goes over great. The fish fry, they'll sell out.
I have no doubt of that. Yeah.
So great fundraiser for the Zion Lutheran there.
Yeah, so fundraiser,
Of course, our craft show goes on Saturday and Sunday.
Right,
So
you get a couple days worth of...
Hit that as well while you're there. It's all of our activities are in the same location.
Right,
so you park once and it's all
and
right
it's
there.
Not like you have to really
the
fight.
Even the Murphy Lawn, where the craft show and the car show is at, it's like you walk across the street.
Well, and that's great, though, because they, otherwise, if you've got to jump in your car every time you want to do something different, that almost, you start weighing all the stress of that, is it worth? But this is all, you park, like you said, that's the best way to say it. You park one and done.
Yeah, one and done.
Get your parking spot, and everything you want to do is within distance.
You can park on the streets, or you can park right down towards the beach on the grass there. That would cost you $10 for the weekend. You get a pass for the weekend.
Oh, for the whole weekend. That's not bad at all.
That's not. And then you're right. You park right there on the grass.
I mean,
by the
I've
beach.
Been to plenty of events where you're going to pay twice that for a few hours. $10 for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Or you're welcome to park for free anywhere.
Sure, sure.
On the streets further away, which is fine.
Right, right. But worst case scenario, if you have to pay for parking, that hardly even counts as paying for parking, as far as I'm concerned,
And there is handicap parking. You just have to ask the attendant and show them your handicap pass.
And they'll be able to direct you to an area that would be more accessible for people that have some handicap needs and things like that.
Yeah. Yep,
you guys really got this planned out pretty good. Can tell it's not your first rodeo.
They've been doing it for a while. believe it started in 01. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So. I had no idea for that long even. So, yeah. So had a little bit of practice at
it. Oh, a little bit. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the activities change and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, according to what our volunteers are willing to do,
That's true, too. Yeah.
As I say,
absolutely.
You know, you got to thank those volunteers for all the time and effort they put into making it all happen.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You can never really hit too hard on that. You know,
no,
because
I mean, and they deserve all the credit. I mean, what I do is kind of a fun part, kind of a fun job. You know, I'm not doing the behind the scenes part for that they do to plan each and every event.
Events and everything. Yeah, I'm sure you've got a lot on your plate too, though. So no, that's. But it all comes together.
But it all happens because of those volunteers.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
The volunteers and of course our sponsors.
Yes.
The sponsors make it all possible.
Right. All the ideas in the world are great, but without someone to sponsor them and bring them into being, that's all they remain as are ideas.
There's a few I would like to thank
absolutely.
For sure. Like Corteva Agriscience is our top sponsor for the weekend, and they do a fantastic job with, you know, they sponsor music on Saturday, the jet ski races, fireworks, a little bit of
everything.
They're great. Then we have Brown's Marketplace, who, you know, is a fantastic sponsor, as well as Frankenmuth Credit Union.
And,
You know, and then, of course, the Chamber of Commerce and the Parks and Rec Department for the city. So
all of them, you know, again, without which none of it would
be I mean,
able
there's
to come
many
to
more
fruition.
Sponsors.
Sure,
you
yes,
know, those
absolutely.
Are just the top ones.
Some of the,
And we appreciate every
each
little
and
bit
everyone,
you get,
right?
You know.
Well, that's what, you know, like you said, is a lot of these activities that are being offered and all the music and everything that you don't have to pay for, that you just get to enjoy.
Exactly.
It's not that they aren't getting somehow paid for.
Yes.
It's just that there's a lot of sponsors involved.
Right. But
to be able to make it a good time for everyone.
Yeah, but with it being a free
festival,
basically.
A free festival,
it takes,
ultimately.
Someone has to pay for all of it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you even look at the insurance for the jet ski races, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, things you don't even think of sometimes. And exactly like you just said, as soon as you said that, it's like, oh my gosh, all the insurance.
And fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, and prices are going up.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, like everyone knows.
Absolutely. Not cheap to put on a free, quote, festival.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So thank you for your $10 if you paid a part.
Right, yes. So know that not only is it a good price for you, but you're helping out too.
Correct.
That's a win on both sides of the scale there.
Yeah, so it should be a great weekend. Knock on wood, so far the weather is looking fantastic.
Good outlook for the weather.
Other than for the 5K tonight, I'm sorry, people, but you know.
the philosophy is stay hydrated.
There you go.
We've been hammering on that a little bit, even just because it has been so hot.
Correct.
I remember, it sounds silly, but even when I was working for the garbage company around the area, I would take Pedialyte with me.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes.
Sure.
Even. Because I would find that water wasn't always enough.
Yeah, sometimes you need those electrolytes you going. Yeah.
I could drink water until I literally couldn't anymore and still felt pretty down.
Right.
But if I had a sports drink or Pedialyte, something that was chock full of that, I felt much better on days like this. So just prepare yourselves that it's hot.
Yes.
Get those electrolytes and all the other things you need in you.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, you know, at the beach, you're welcome to bring a cooler for the weekend, you know, whenever you come, to stay hydrated all weekend.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to be in the sun, that kind of thing. There's also concessions.
Okay.
There's several food trucks that'll be there, as well as we have our Beach Bum concessions that's there all the time.
I like
and
that.
And then Zion Lutheran's concessions under the tent.
So no one's going to go hungry or thirsty, for sure.
No. And then the American Legion, just up the street a little bit there, they also have beverages as well as, I believe this year they're going to have pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh, so, are they? Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, you just can't go wrong no matter which direction you go up
there's,
in Harbor
so there's,
Beach.
There's lots of options there this year as usual. But lots to experience, do.
Absolutely.
You know,
and stretched out too. Nice over, well, like we said, it starts tonight or whatever you want to call it. Some people say evening, night, around 6 p.m. with the 5K walk and run, and it's going to go all the way through Sunday.
Yes.
I mean, so you don't have to worry if you can't make it one day. You've got it stretched
you
out.
Have time.
And there's, yes, absolutely. So creates a nice, relaxed environment. Don't have
It is, and it's a very family-friendly festival, so families are more than welcome anytime. You know,
absolutely.
Just come on down and check it out. Of course, play in the water if you want.
Yeah,
you
know, worst case scenario, the lake is right there.
Exactly.
So, very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Did we cover...
I think
everything
we covered
like to?
Pretty much everything there, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So. Thank you again so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you here. It's
makes
my job easy. I can just kind of sit back and you know what you're doing. I tell you what, they're probably going to have an application for you waiting when you go up.
Oh, really?
They'll be putting you down here in the bunker, as I call it, and saying, well, Nick, thank you, but Kelly Jill is on site now.
I don't think they're going to get rid of anyone right now.
That's very good. Well, thank you again so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.